Shalom. The parsha is Parsha Hazinu, Deuteronomy 32:1 to 32:52, which is the end of that chapter. The parsha begins with what is referred to as the Song of Moses. It even has a significant place in the Torah scroll. It's set aside in two obvious columns, and it's basically a song that Moses recited to the people. Takes up most of the chapter. Okay, and so Moses teaches this song. In the Parsha, it's also when Moses is brought up to Mount Nebo and God shows him the promised land and tells him, here's the promised land, you're not going in, you're going to die and get buried here. But the song, it begins with a universal call to listen, and it's followed by the praise, the just and faithful, the upright God. Also some historical stuff, the people of God, how they rebel, how they're going to get punished, and then in the end comes back around and God forgives them, and so ends on a joyful note. One of the major things in this that really comes out is that God's faithfulness, and God is called the rock several times in the song. I'll read a couple of those. Verse 4. Okay. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteousness and upright is he. In verse 15. But Yeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat and you grew thick. You are a beast. Then you forsook God, who made him out and scornfully esteemed, the rock of his salvation. Verse 18. Of the rock who begot you, you were unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. Verse 31. For their rock, that means the enemies or the unbelievers, it's not like our rock, the Lord, even our enemies themselves being judges. The rock. What's a rock? A rock is not like some little, in this sense, it's not referring to just like a little stone. It's talking about like a rock, like a big rock. The rock is obviously a person. It's not a thing. Okay, the rock is Yeshua, and we're going to see that here in just a moment. Psalm 62, verse 6 and 7, he only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Psalm 89, 26, he shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Psalm 94, 22. But the Lord is my defense and my God. He is the rock of my refuge. Psalm 95, verse 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Matthew 7, 24 and 25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew 16:18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, meaning himself, not Peter, that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Some people misinterpret that, thinking Peter's the rock. Peter's from the word petros, which is small pebble or small stone, not Petra, the big, humongous rock. 1 Corinthians 10:1-4 says, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, while they're in the desert, right? And they were all baptized into the Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and they did eat of the same spiritual meat, And they'd all drink from the same spiritual drink, for they drank from that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. When the rock was there and the water came out, that was significant depiction of Christ. Christ, you know, the living water, okay, and he gives life. Christ is the rock. There's a song that most of you probably have heard at least one time in your life, beautiful hymn, "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Your house, your life, your hopes, your dreams, and ultimately your eternity has to be founded on the rock, not on sand. Are you founded on the rock, or are you founded on sand? When the storms of life come, and at the end of life comes, that's going to make a big difference. Is your life, your foundation, is that going to collapse? Or are you solidly founded on the rock, Yeshua? You need to think about that. If you cannot honestly say, yes, I'm founded on the rock. He is my strength, and he is my support. Or, only one other choice, you're on the sand. And that sand's going to collapse right out from under you, and goes your life, and so goes your eternity when the storms come. Shabbat Shalom.